720 WGN. Mike Steven on the air with you until 11 o'clock. 312-981-7200, the phone and the text number. Playing this song because it is Andy Herman, his ringtone. Innovation. It is on fire here in Chicago, and there are so many startups and businesses that are innovating, and a lot of people who are movers and shakers in Chicago when it comes to startup companies and innovation. Man, it's a great scene, and one of those is Emil Cambry. He is the founder of Blue 1647. You can check out that website, Blue1647.com. He is here in the Allstate Showcase studio. Emil, nice to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
So tell us about Blue1647. What is this?
Yeah, so we're a technology innovation center. We're kind of digital vocational school, but also a co-working space and a business accelerator. We are in the Pilsen community, and our goal really is to try to inspire others to take technology innovation, incorporate it as part of what it is that they do in business, or learn a little bit of technology and build some of these apps and websites and do a little capacity building for the technology community.
Right. You know, we talk about apps and we talk about technology, and when it comes to business, I think there are some who are pretty savvy with all that stuff. And then there's a section of us who might say, I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't have an app. You know, I don't know what that means. And you kind of exist to help those people who are maybe struggling with that or who want to take their idea or their business to the next level, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We try to fill the gap. There's a rising technology community here in Chicago, and we just want to make sure the community is part of that innovation, part of that growth and opportunity, and make it accessible as well. Because once again, you know, for some people, you don't know where to start. And for others, you may have started your business, but you don't know how to use technology to increase your revenue, to increase more, even find out if you're doing what you say that you're doing.
Right.
In many ways, with business intelligence and other things.
So who comes to you? Like, give me an example of somebody who comes to Blue 1647 and says, Emil, we need some help. How can you help us?
Yeah, so we pretty much have two customers, which is probably against most business advice that people would say. It's focused
yeah.
on one. But we work with youth, and we also work with adults. So our youngest student is 7. Our oldest student is 70.
Wow.
So we have quite a range. But when we talk about youth, many of them want to take the classes, workshops, and events, everything from learning to build apps, to build websites. We have 3D printers. We have Bitcoin machines. And so we really try to engage and give, you know, students an opportunity to see technology for the first time, or see exactly building technology for the first time. And for adults, many of them are either business owners or they're individuals who are really doing some career changing. So we have kind of your 12-week boot camps in technology and building apps, websites, and or anything else you really want to do in tech.
Blue1647.com is the website. Blue1647.com. You can check out that site and get more information on Blue 1647. You guys, you said, are based in Pilsen, and talk about a great community. And I think that neighborhood has certainly seen a lot of changes over the years, but man, it's so vibrant. And I was just down there actually last week, just on a taco crawl.
Okay.
I was just eating my way down 18th Street. It was great. But really, there have been a lot of innovators in the Pilsen community, haven't there?
Yeah, I mean, the great thing about the Pilsen community is highly diverse.
Yeah.
It's traditionally a Mexican-American community, but you have a lot of artists, you have a lot of students from UIC, you have Chicago Tech Academy that's in the area. So it's really a funky mix of people, innovators, creatives, that really just are doing a lot of really cool things. And that's really why we wanted to be there, is to be where a lot of the activity in this creation is taking place.
Yeah. You are the founder of Blue1647.com. Why did you start this company? Because like we're talking about, I mean, it's a no-brainer. Some of us need help with this stuff. And if we're talking about our businesses and trying to take it to the next level, we're not all that savvy. And so I think this is a great idea, but where did it come from for you?
Yeah, for me, I just saw how much money is being poured in downtown River North and knew that there's a lot of investment in technology, and also knew that there's got to be capacity building in terms of people who can fill jobs and opportunities. There's this growing job opportunity in technology, and you just want to make sure everybody can have a part of that because, you know, for me, rising tide floats all boats, and if we make sure all of Chicago is tech savvy, I think it's going to make us better. And I think also just to make sure that, you know, underserved communities are part of that growth, because I think in any part of innovation, the more people who see problems every single day can express those, can build on those, we can, you know, really bring that idea of build with us as opposed to build for us. And maybe they can add in some great innovation, and they already have. And that's the fascinating part about all of this.
You mentioned underserved communities, and there are those communities in the city. And, you know, we want this access to technology for everybody. But the reality of the situation is right now, not every area of Chicago has that. So tell us how specifically you guys are working to sort of bridge that gap and get everyone involved and make this an inclusive thing, this technology more accessible and less maybe scary for some.
Right. The first thing is to have intentional space. So, you know, we have a 15,000 square foot facility in Pilsen, which comprises of classrooms, conference rooms. We have a lot of monitors and computers that people can access. So if you don't have internet at home, you can come to our place and work out of that. We also have a lot of the software that might be too expensive for others to participate in, your audio editing, your photo and video editing.
Yeah.
So we have it there. So it's part of that. So, but if you want to be trained on that too, then you have that access. So really solving the problem of intentional space is important, because if a library closes at certain times, you have other places where that after school centers that are just not open. And if you're an adult, you know, you don't want to go to an after school center. You know, you want to work till 11, 12 o'clock at night. And, you know, we're 24/7, so it's highly accessible.
Wow. Blue1647.com is the website. For Blue 1647, what you're talking about is really great. We'll talk more about it, and we'll talk more about what's happening here in Chicago and how you're fitting in and what the next step is, because you said, I think early off the air, that you are opening up more locations.
Yes.
So this is exciting. So we'll talk about that. Again, blue1647.com is the website. Emil Camry is the founder of Blue 1647. And it's a great story. We'll talk more about it. Mike Steven filling in here until 11 o'clock. This is 720 WGN. WGN, Mike Steven here with you. 312-981-7200, the phone and the text line here in the Allstate Showcase studio, talking about Chicago innovation with Emil Camry. He is the founder of Blue 1647. Check him out online, blue1647.com. And I know that, Emil, you were one of a few people, you were the recipient of an award recently. This was pretty cool. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it was an award yesterday, actually, with sponsored by Remy Martin, called the Circle of Centaurs. So they identified three people in five different markets, and just a celebration of mentorship, of giving back, and people that are hopefully doing some great things. And it was just a phenomenal event at Untitled in River North. And it was just great because you were able to see just so many people, friends, family that were able to support, because you sacrifice a lot doing this kind of work, and you know we're just ordinary people doing extraordinary work. So it was just great to connect and
yeah, absolutely. It sounds like that's a great award, and I know that you call it you know, ordinary people doing extraordinary work, but I think there's a lot of thought, and it that is extraordinary. There's a lot of effort that does go into it, and the success of what you're doing with Blue 1647. It's been growing, right? I mean, you said you've got this 15,000 square foot place in Pilsen, and you're opening more spots, aren't you?
Yeah, so in a lot of other underserved communities, one in Inglewood in particular that we're excited about, which will be part commercial kitchen and part digital vocational school, and we'll have a Cisco Academy center there as well, and a business accelerator. So we want each center to be different in its own way, provide something unique, but really attacking this underemployment rate that really plagues these communities. So we have other centers in North Lawndale, also in the Washington Heights area that we're working on with the Andaleo Institute. So we're just are expanding, and St. Louis as well is our next is next opportunity. So to really see if we can scale this thing, and you know, we're a startup for startups,
sure.
But we're really trying to build and increase our impact.
You know, when we talked about underserved communities here, I think it's important to continue that conversation, because a lot of these communities are written off.
Right.
And even in the mainstream media, we see, you know, what do we hear out of Inglewood? We hear about crime, we hear about murders, we hear about bad things, right? But there are some great people in areas like Inglewood, in North Lawndale, that these people are creative, they're innovative, but they need maybe a little jump start. They need the way in. And you guys are providing that with Blue 1647. And I think it's, you know, it changes the dynamic of the narrative, because no longer are we going to write these areas of Chicago off. We're going to include them. And I think that's empowering, and that's what we should be thinking about. And you are certainly with Blue 1647, but to see that and to take what you're doing into these neighborhoods, that's got to be just a tremendous feeling for you.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a lot of long hours, I'll tell you. But because, you know, when we first started, not many people thought that was possible. You know, can you get people from Inglewood or other places in the city to embrace coding and embrace 3D printing, CAD design, and all these things? And, you know, we've proven that we can. And we've been able to do it at scale, and being able to just have so many people through who are excited and really supporting us and wanting to move it forward. And that's the powerful thing about it, is when you can have someone who was kind of down on their luck and they're able to get a job in the technology community. That's exciting. When you have someone who wanted to start a business and they don't know where to start, and you know, they can look online, but they need somebody to handhold a little bit.
Right.
And then you have those that are doing well for themselves, and you know, they just want more access. They might have gone to Booth or to Kellogg, and at the same time, they still need meetings with venture capitalists. So they look to me and our network to be able to provide that, and that's powerful.
Right. So you really have an array of people that you work with.
Yeah, I mean, the whole gambit. I mean, you know, and that's the powerful thing, because in our place, you know, what's valued is, are you collaborating and are you working on something cool? And it's not as much about where did your degree or pedigree and all those things. It's more so, hey, are you building something cool that we can scale and hopefully make some money and hopefully hire some people along the way?
What's the toughest part about what you do? You said long hours, but I mean, you're helping startups, you're helping those who need help. And that in and of itself is difficult sometimes. What's the toughest part of what you do?
It's a lot of chicken and egg problems, because you have to almost create your own supply and create demand, or at least perceive demand that this is something that people want to do. So you're creating your own programs as opposed to outsourcing that to another person. You're also evangelizing that brand and making sure that you're doing that community engagement and speaking to the people that are important in the communities and make sure that they're part of the process. They understand your intentions and what the value is, you know. And it's one thing to go in and say, hell, we're going to do coding. It's another thing to say, hey, we're doing a workforce development program, and we have a placement organization that also helps people get jobs.
I think what you're doing is great. It's needed here in Chicago, and you are certainly a part of the innovation community here in the city. And like I said earlier, it's thriving, it's growing, and that is so cool to be a part of that. And you should be recognized for what you do at Blue 1647. Check out the website, blue1647.com. That's blue1647.com. Emil Cambry is the founder of Blue 1647. Congratulations on all of the great work and the accolades. You deserve it. And best of luck with everything in the future, man.
Oh, and thanks for highlighting great stories.
You
really
got it.
Appreciate it.
There's a lot of great stuff happening in Chicago, and we don't often talk about it enough. So that's what we're trying to do. And best of luck with everything. I'm Mike Steven. We'll take a short break. We'll come back and we'll get a look at the news with Rob. This is 720 WGN.